Why do you fly upside down? It's amazing at the way you get around. Live birdie.
590 WKZO, and good morning and welcome to Bird Watch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, is Roger Taylor.
But Matt and I like birds.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what happens when you're in a hurry.
I see. Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody. Saturday morning wouldn't be the same without Birdwatch. And, well, let's do our trivia question right out of the chute.
Oh, all right.
Well, we do that generally. This one isn't going to take terribly long because, well, it's a yes or no question. So either the first or second caller will get it right. Can birds hear sounds from as great a distance as humans is the question.
Hmm.
Can birds hear sounds from as great a distance as humans? And if you think you know the answer to that, 382-4280. 877-382-4280, and you can win yourself a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend, available exclusively at the River Lake Inn. Nope, that's available exclusively at Waddell's.
Yes.
Then you can get a meal at half price, if you take somebody with you, at the River Lake Inn.
That's the ticket.
And we're still giving away a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you don't know, you need it now.
That's right. Brand new year. Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year to you, too, Tim. And so if you think you know the answer to today's trivia question, and it is, can birds hear sounds from as great a distance as humans can? Let's go to the phones and get our answer.
That we shall. First one to give it a try this morning is Ed. Good morning, Ed. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, I think they do.
And the first caller gets it right. Actually, it appears they can hear sounds further than humans can. Birds can appear to hear airplanes before the most alert human sky watcher can detect them. And it is said that birds in French aviaries during the First World War were disturbed by battles taking place as much as 200 miles distant. And the sounds of those battles were inaudible to humans. And so it would actually suggest that they have hearing better than humans. For saying yes, Ed, you're our winner this morning. Hold on. We're going to send you back into Winter Storm Matt Buck, and he's going to take some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Hey, Roger, does that have anything to do with that thing? You've talked about different times, like after the 4th of July, when there's massive fireworks and they find dead birds, or is not that connected to this?
Well, it's connected to their hearing, but birds in general are disturbed by fireworks, and that would explain perhaps the panic that takes part in birds when these explosions go off, because if they can hear a battle 200 miles away, they certainly are hearing those fireworks that are going off, and that could explain the panic and the deaths. I think you may be onto something there.
Thanks. Okay, stay warm, Roger.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it a try. Don't run away. We got to send you back to Matt, and he's got to ask you a few questions. Happy New Year to you, Ed.
You too, Roger, and the rest of your crew.
Thanks.
I appreciate the call, Ed, and congratulations. We'll get you set up with the day's prize. Birdwatch on 590 WKZO.
Winter's a great time to enjoy a relaxing dinner at the River Lake Inn. From quality steaks and lamb to fresh seafood, there's always something for everyone's taste on the menu and on their daily feature board. And they all come with their famous salad bar. Enjoy aged USDA choice steaks, from a tender filet to a classic New York strip, and their, my favorite, signature Pittsburgh prime rib, grilled to perfection, comes with your choice of potato and the salad bar. River Lake Inn is known for their exceptional buffet with selections that suit every family member. Make sure to leave room for one of Anita's homemade desserts, and does she make good ones? Yes, now is the perfect time to come by the River Lake Inn and enjoy a wonderful dining experience surrounded by the most tranquil countryside in all of Southwest Michigan. While you're dining, you'll enjoy the many birds that come to their feeders, and just as it's getting dark, watching the deer feed under the lights. There's no place like it. Come to River Lake Inn and enjoy a relaxing dinner in a beautiful setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call, 269-432-2626.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Need some fresh air in your home or office? Waddell's is where you'll find the best selection around of fresh, green, tropical plants. This week, all of your favorite room-brightening plants are 33% off. Did you know that studies have found that indoor plants scrub significant amounts of harmful gases out of the air through their everyday process of photosynthesis? Some of the best air cleaners that you'll enjoy in your home include pathos, palms, peace lilies, ferns, and many others. And they're all available at Waddell's. Let your houseplant experts help you pick out the ones that would do best in the lighting of your home or office. Want something that can grow in a poorly lit area? Try pathos plant and save 33% off this week. A blooming favorite is the African violet. Violet plants come in an array of colors, and they're 33% off, too. Of course, the more vigorously your plants grow, the better job they will do for you. Waddell's plant professionals are always glad to help you with your plant care questions. They can even pot them up for you. So quality plants from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Centers can start cleaning the air in your home or office today. Waddell's, located at the corner of Texas Drive, Millam Road, and 12th Street.
I can't look at the rocket launch, trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, and as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch, 21 degrees on the outside. Comments and questions for Roger, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. And Jim has called in. He has a question for you. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I thought I'd update you on my bluebirds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I've got, I had eight, but one has disappeared. So I have seven bluebirds that are here regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, are they eating in weather like this.
Oh, yeah. And what
especially when it was icy.
Yeah. What are you feeding them?
The dried mealworms.
Uh-huh. And they're eating them readily?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're here constantly. And also the juncos. I throw some on the ground, and the juncos are there eating those.
Really?
Yes.
Do you feed year-round the mealworms?
Not in the height of summer.
Oh, okay. So they just come regularly as soon as you start putting out the mealworms.
Yeah, huh? They're up in the tree, and when they see me, they come right down and eat.
Well, I had a customer in my store years ago who was a teacher, and she figured that if she could teach kids to respond to a bell, she could train her bluebirds. And sure enough, she tried that, and every time she'd put out the mealworms, she'd ring the bell. And soon all she had to do was ring the bell, and the bluebirds would line up. Now, the interesting thing she added to the story is in the year I talked to her, a white-breasted nuthatch had figured out what the bell ringing meant and would, in fact, line up on the deck railing with the bluebirds. And her bluebird feeder was one that kept the mealworms inside the feeder. And only one bird at a time would go in. And they actually allowed the nuthatch a turn to go in and grab a mealworm. And so the bluebirds were willing to share with another species. And humans, we don't even share with another human.
Well, the juncos feed off the ground.
Yeah,
Every once in a while, one will go up on the bird bath and eat. But most of it's on the ground. And the bluebirds, they'll take them off the ground also.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're by nature a ground-feeding, insect-eating bird. And so finding insects on the ground is a more natural way for a bluebird to feed than eating up in a feeder, although because they're a cavity nesting bird, they're quite comfortable going into a hole to get to food. But thanks for sharing, and you've got water out, I heard you say.
Yes, I have this bird bath out, the heated one, and that's where I put the mealworms.
Mm-hmm. And you'll find especially in this weather that's coming, that bird bath will help many, many, many more birds survive this winter storm that's coming, because more birds die of dehydration than of starvation. And you're working on both those things
great.
For birds.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling in and sharing, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
You bet.
Goodbye.
I appreciate the call, Jim. And again, as you mentioned, wrapping up with Jim, you can't stress the importance it is to have water out there for our furry friends.
Yes, and feathered friends.
And feathered friends.
This would be, if you have outdoor animals of any kind, some of the most severe weather that they ever have to face here. Worse is probably an ice storm, as Jim mentioned mm-hmm. in his call. The bluebird activity picked up when there was ice all over everything. But this is a time of year when all of outdoor critters need to have water. And if you don't have a bird bath with a de-icer in it or a built-in de-icer in a bath, you can put out pans of water and start with cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water will freeze slower than putting out hot water. And I know that sounds funny. You've got that look on your face, Tim. It's the water molecules are more active in hot water, and so it tends to release the heat quicker mm-hmm. than does water that's cold. And in a former lifetime, I had to travel to Minneapolis quite regularly. And TV weathermen there like to, when it's like it's going to be on Monday,
yeah,
when you get temperatures at zero, here's something you can do in your backyard. Go outside with a glass of hot water and throw it into the air. And by the time the water hits the ground, it will have frozen. And you can't do that with cold water.
Nope.
If you walk out with cold water and throw it into the air, it'll still be liquid when it hits the ground. And so that's why I'm saying if you put out water for birds, put out cold water and then just change it every half hour or so. And but allow water for your neighborhood critters. The squirrels likely won't come out in weather like this. Mm-hmm. They'll hole up in their nests. But many other critters do come out, and water in food over the next few days is going to be very important. Well, are we at the end already?
We're at the end already.
Time flies,
Roger,
when you're having fun.
Roger the science guy over here.
Yeah. So have yourself a good weekend, everybody. Stay warm and stock up on milk and some other necessities,
yeah,
as Winter Storm Matt Book approaches from the west. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you very much, Roger. And, of course, you've been listening to this morning's edition of Birdwatch each and every Saturday morning in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. Coming up, we'll take a check of local news with John McNeil from the WKZO.com newsroom. And then Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Remodelers joins us for this morning's edition of Around the Home. Mostly cloudy, not as cold today, with a couple of snow showers in the afternoon, a high of 30. Then the stuff begins tonight. Periods of snow tonight and tomorrow, tapering off tomorrow night. Accumulation 4 to 8 inches by the time it's done. We're looking at a low tonight of 21, tomorrow's high 23, and of course temperatures will then fall. There is a winter storm warning in effect for a good chunk of southwest lower Michigan beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, Kalamazoo County included in that. Also watch out for those wind chills between 25 and 35 below starting Monday morning. 590 WKZO time, 8:30.